And good afternoon, Orofino. It's Monday and time again for your Soul Care Minute. It's January the 9th. I hope New Year is starting out well for everyone so far. Your moment of reflection is brought to you today by New Hope Home Services.
Hey there, friends. This is Christina with your Soul Care Minute. Let's pause and remind ourselves and those around us that life matters. We are not replaceable, and hope is real. As we discovered last week, hope does not give up. I love the story of Thomas Edison and how he looked at his 10,000 failed attempts at creating a light bulb. When asked by a newspaper reporter if he felt like a failure and if he should give up, after having gone through over 9,000 failed attempts, Edison simply stated, "Why would I feel like a failure? And why would I ever give up? I now know definitely over 9,000 ways an electric light bulb will not work. Success is almost in my grasp." How do we respond when we fail? Do we flip the failure over and consider how we have grown and what we have learned? Or do we hole up and isolate and speak condemning thoughts over ourselves, throw our great idea in the trash and just walk away? Consider with me a more recent tale of success, that of Sir James Dyson. His big idea was to use the concept of cyclonic separation to create the world's first bagless vacuum cleaner. Yay, Dyson! It took Dyson 5,126 failures to finally get it right. When he did, at the age of 36, he was faced with more resistance when no distributor in the UK would take on this revolutionary product. No one wanted to buck the trend. So, Dyson hit the Japanese market in 1983 with a hot pink version of his vacuum cleaner. It won an industrial award in Japan, and in 1986, 3 years after its first introduction, he was awarded his first U.S. patent for it. However, manufacturers still didn't want to take it on in other companies. So, Dyson formed his own company. In 1993, at the age of 46, to market the product. Today, Dyson is worth more than $3 billion, all because of his refusal to give up. He struggled through times of failure, sorrow, and regret, but he persevered. Hope perseveres. Even when others resist the dream and can't catch the vision, don't quit dreaming. Don't lose heart. Success is within your reach if you don't quit. In the words of Shel Silverstein, "Listen to the mustn'ts, child. Listen to the don'ts. Listen to the shouldn'ts, the impossibles, the won'ts. Listen to the never haves. Then listen close to me. Anything can happen, child. Anything can be." Thanks for the pause. Thanks for considering with me the possibilities of persevering hope. Until next time, this is Christina with your Soul Care Minute, and thanks for listening.
Your Soul Care Minute brought to you in part today by your friends Ken and Rosa LeMay at New Hope Home Services.
If it's work that needs done around the house, yard, or business, call on the professionals who will do it and surpass all your expectations. New Hope Home Service. From floor tile work, new shower installs, to kitchen backsplash, New Hope Home Service comes highly recommended by your neighbors. Fruit tree pruning, seasonal lawn maintenance, whatever the job, call today 476-5892 for a free estimate. New Hope Home Service, 476-5892.